When Jacob woke up next to Leah, he was surprised to see her. He was duped into marrying someone he did not intend to marry. But when the seed of Jacob came for his bride, he knew exactly who she was and is and will be. All that the Father gives me will come to me, the husband of the church says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, the good shepherd says. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jesus knows his bride, which means that he knows you, since you are part of the bride. He knows everything about you, from your worst and most terrible and embarrassing and damnable sins to your most glorious future resurrected body. The Father has chosen you, knowing your sins, knowing your undeservedness, knowing your wretchedness, knowing all these things before the foundation of the world, choosing you to be saved, to be known, to be loved, to be beautified and glorified in the church, to be the bride of his Son, Jesus. Furthermore, Jesus says of his chosen ones, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Rachel, in a sense, was snatched out of Jacob's hands. But the bride of Christ, no, this is not the case. The elect who endure to the end, those who are called, those who are sanctified, those who are justified, persevere to the end, these will never perish. There is no Laban, there is no Pharaoh, there is no serpent that can snatch those who are the bride of Christ away from him. Jesus will not be surprised to see his bride in the culmination of all things. He will have known each and every member of that body, from the womb to the grave to the resurrection and into eternity. If you have heard the voice of your master today, then you are his, and this is for you. So come and welcome to Jesus Christ.